Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
You can follow us on social media. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and the gram. All right. The Eastern Conference semifinals between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Atlanta Hawks is at the half. The second half's just about to start, or actually probably started a few moments ago.
Yes, it has 61, started at 63-56.
It's 63-56, Philadelphia. I'm on a bit of a delay. On the East Coast, apparently, we're behind by a minute. So that's what's going on there.
It is a little frustrating, ain't it? Come on, it is.
Well, as long as I don't know. I mean, when I'm on the radio show, right. It's a bit frustrating.
Yeah, right. But when you're just, because you're at home, you don't know that the game is already progressed.
Just don't look at Twitter. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. And last night, watching that game between the Bucks and the Nets, because it ended after the show, right?
Right.
So I was watching basically the fourth quarter after our show. I purposely, because it came down to the last second, right? I purposely didn't look at my phone because I knew I was behind. And so I would have known what happened with that. Did you, a lot of people, Rob, let's go quickly to that Nets game. A lot of people were jumping on Bruce Brown. Look, you've got two of the best one-on-one players in the history of the game in Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving on the floor. And Bruce Brown not only takes the last shot, but took like three of the last five or something like that. A lot of people jumped on Brown because he took the second to last shot. Durant obviously took the last shot.
And
but the one that really had the chance to win.
Durant almost knocked that down.
Right. But Brown's, that was the shot to win the game. And he missed it. A lot of people had problems with him taking that because you should have went to Durant or Kyrie. Where were you at on that?
Yeah, I mean, this is always that thing about who's open. Some people are open for a reason. You just would rather one of those two guys have the ball and have a shot, even if you don't win. I mean, I think Joe Harris missed a shot from the elbow, Chris.
Yep.
Wide open. That guy's
He's one of the best shooters in the world.
In the league.
Right.
And he was he got a wide open look, nobody in front of him. I bet you 90% of the time he makes that shot. And that would have been game, Chris. That was the shot right there. They actually had gone up by three. They got the ball, and then I think he would have made it five, I think.
That would have been game and series. I mean, we still think they're going to win, but it would have been over. 3-0, it's definitely over.
Remember, they were down big in that game. For them to win that game on the road Milwaukee was up big,
Milwaukee would have been completely demoralized. Absolutely. Now, to Brown, I'm going to be honest, right? Now, I will say this. On that play, he had Harris open on the right side, like the right baseline. As he was driving, he could have passed it to Harris for another jumper. Rob, I feel like he would have hit it. He's a great shooter. He obviously was upset about missing that wide open gimme you mentioned. I think he would have hit it. And the other thing was on the left side, the left corner, Durant was there. Not wide open, but open. Now, Durant, and I'm not making a big deal, he wasn't scared of the moment. He, you know, because he obviously took the last shot at the end of the game, and he's hit big shots before, so it wasn't that. But for some reason, Rob, he wasn't really, like, setting himself up for the pass.
Right.
Like, he was just kind of walking, like, lollygagging, like he didn't think there's any way he's going to get the shot. And Brown could have hit him. So, but I'm going to say this, Rob. I'm not mad at Bruce Brown. I think one of the strengths of that team is that even though you've got the three stars with James Harden joining KD and Kyrie, one of the strengths of that team, Rob, is when you watch them, everybody feels free to take the shot.
No, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not even...
That's why they were able to win all those games, Chris, when those guys were injured.
Yep.
Those guys were big playmakers, big shot makers. I tell you, Harris would have made that shot again. You give him that shot, Chris, 9 out of 10 times.
Right.
On that elbow, wide open, and nobody in his face, he makes that shot. He didn't make it.
Right.
Basketball is strange. I mean, it just is.
You don't want your role players feeling like they can't take a shot. Right? Like feeling bad. You don't want Brown, you know, second guessing, man, I shouldn't take that shot. Come on, I got to get that to KD or give it to Kyrie. I mean, and Rob, he obviously is not on their level, but he did help bring them back.
No. He
in that second
well.
Quarter, the role players brought him back. Yeah.
And the other thing is, you don't make it to the NBA because you were afraid to shoot.
Right.
And afraid to make plays. He was a star somewhere. You know, there's only 400 jobs, Chris.
Right.
He was a star somewhere.
I don't know where, but somewhere.
Right. He was.
I'm going to find out. I'm going to look it up now.
Right.
But
he was.
You're right. There's no scrubs in the NBA.
No.
I mean, when we talk about scrubs or whatever, you're talking in comparison to the rest of the greatest players in the world.
Right.
Bruce Brown, trust me, if all you weekend warriors out there, trust me, step to Bruce Brown in an open gym.
He killed
and
you.
See if he don't serve you. All right? He will serve you. Remember Brian Scalabrine, Rob?
Yep.
Dudes, you know, they look at him, come on, this dude is weak. He ain't no good. Dudes would step to him, want to play him one-on-one and all that, and he's destroying dudes. You know, open gyms and all that. Mark Jackson told me, you know, he would when he used to go play still after he retired, and, you know, dudes think, oh, he's slow. He, you know, he ain't that good, can't shoot. And they talking so much trash, you know, because he ain't going all out against them. But then at some point, you have to show him what time it is. You have to say, look, I was in the league for a reason, dude, and you weren't for a reason.
I can remember that happening, and I'm not saying on any kind of level, but the same thing. I used to, the YMCA was near my apartment when I lived in New York in Jamaica, Queens.
Right.
And my buddy and I used to go to the gym like every morning and play or whatever, Chris, basketball. And of course I was in my 30s back then and younger guys were in the gym or whatever. Hey, you old guys want to play, you know, that kind of thing. We used to kill them because we knew how to play. You know what I mean? Like they were athletic and jumping around and all that, but we knew how to play, and they would always be like, I don't know how they beat us. Because it ain't just, you know, all athletics.
Right. Yeah, Rob G and Alex, correct me if I'm wrong. Did Rob Parker just compare himself to two NBA players?
No, I didn't. I did not.
Did he just sounds put about himself right. in a conversation
no,
with two
I
NBA
just,
players?
I just remember. I just
He's
remember
like, I know, dude. I know I can relate to Mark Jackson.
I just remember people thinking like, oh, look at this old dude. I was in my 30s, Chris, and they were calling me an old dude back then. It's just
But
funny.
You know, when you were 21, that was old. 33 to be old. My good, 33 is young now, you know? Bruce Brown, he averaged 11 points at Miami, Florida. Okay, so he wasn't a star there. I bet you he was a star in high school, though. He was a star in high school.
Somewhere, at some point.
Yes, at Vermont Academy. All right. So I got no beef with it. I actually like that he had the guts to take the shot, and I bet you Durant and Kyrie feel the same way. Even if they maybe inside they don't, but they're not going to give him any grief over it. All right. Rob, let us go to Budenholzer, the Bucks. We're going to stay with that series. And Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN, did a report today saying if the Bucks go out with a whimper, all right, like if it ends ugly, 5-6 game, maybe 6, I think if they lose – what was the phrase he used, Rob G? Rob G, what was the phrase he used? He said, go out with a thud. So that obviously leaves a lot of wiggle room. I would say 5 games, Rob, right? Now, maybe if it's five games and they're close, the last two losses are close. But I think, Rob, honestly, I think if they lose this series, unless somehow they push this thing to seven, you know what
my,
I mean?
And my
you
only just thing lose is losing a thing Brooklyn that could go should anyway. Cost you your job. Like,
but it's not just this year. And that's and I know you know that. It's the last 2 years, you know, before this one. So Boo noted this is his third year, Rob. First year they get to the conference finals. Great, because they went from the first round, 44 wins, to 60 wins in his first season.
But
and they get
forget,
to the conference finals.
They were up, right? They were up
2-0. They were up 2-0, that's the
and
thing.
And lost four in a row.
To Toronto and lost four straight, right? Then the next year, they've got the best record in the East, and they lose to the Miami Heat in the second round.
Right.
And then this year, like you said, Brooklyn, I don't know who, I get, was Brooklyn favored, Rob G? I mean, they're the second seed. Milwaukee's the third seed.
I mean, but there was a feel. But maybe
some people did pick Milwaukee. It was, you know, it was close.
There were people, that's what I'm saying, who thought, even with Brooklyn, they still thought Milwaukee was better. I don't think a lot of people
feel that way. Even with
Harden,
right.
Right.
Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith picked them before Harden got hurt. Picked Milwaukee.
Right. A lot of NBA people thought that.
Nick Wright, our colleague at Fox Sports, he picked them.
Nick's been off, huh, a little bit in the playoffs?
Yeah, he's had a rough.
He's had a rough
it's
patch?
Been rough for him, yeah.
he has lived up to the nickname Nick Wrong in the playoffs so far.
The point is this, Rob. You know this. It's all about expectations. And that's what's going to damn Mike Budenholzer or doom Mike Budenholzer. Is that the expectations are, all right, it's time for you to go deep. And he's always being criticized for not making adjustments. And he's getting beaten by lower seeds. This time it wouldn't be, but still. And so that I do think he's gone. I mean, unless, like I said, they make this thing a knuckle, you know, a nail biter, a knockdown, drag out series, and they just happen to lose in seven, in a tough seven. But otherwise, I think he will be gone. I can see
coming off of the, you know, you're down 49. You remember the game they lost by 39? I mean, like that was a bad look right there that they should never. And Charles, I saw Charles talking about that, and I think he's right. You know, in a playoff game, you're down 49. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Especially when you're one of the top teams in the league. Because that says you just didn't show up. No matter how good Brooklyn is, they're not 49 points better than you.
Right.
And so that shows
Harden. Just think about that, though. Right.
Because honestly, Rob, even though we both still got them without Harden, without Harden, they're not this otherworldly super team on paper.
No, they're
you know what
a good
I mean?
Team. They're really
right.
good.
Right. They're like a team. I mean, we've seen many teams like this. I mean, heck, the Lakers last year. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. It's similar. You know, I mean, we've seen tons of teams with two good players, two superstar Hall of Fame bound players. So that's not that unusual.
No. Right.
When you throw in Harden that it's like, okay, you can't touch him. So, yeah, I think Bud's in trouble if they – and here's another thing about him, Rob. He's stuck on this minutes thing. It must be, you know, he came obviously up under Popovich. And, I mean, he plays Giannis even in the playoffs 32, 33 minutes a game. You know, 34 minutes a game. And I'm sorry, you know, when it's go time in the playoffs, you got to let your big boys go.
Right.
And, you know, and so that's another thing that people will hold against Bud if indeed he is fired. But, hey, Rob, some people might think, look, they're looking at Giannis and they're seeing the warts in his game, right? Can't shoot. He airballed a free throw last night. You know,
the free throws look awful, man.
Yeah, and twice in the playoffs, he's been called for 10-second violations on the free throw line. So it's pretty bad right now for our man Giannis. But some people are looking at that, Rob, and saying, you know, he's as great as he is. You wouldn't be a contender without him. But he's a big part of the problem. So why is Bud going to be the scapegoat? You know, maybe, I mean, Giannis.
Yeah, you can't get rid of Giannis or players. So, yeah, it's always going to be the coach because you can't do anything. You know what I mean? Like you got to give the fans somebody's blood.
Right.
So it ain't going to be the player. It's going to be the coach. It's easier to just, you know, move on from the coach and use him as the reason why we can't get to where we want. When in reality, it's a combination. It's definitely a combination.
Right. And so there you have it, Rob. So we're going to throw that out to the callers. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Here's the question. Is Mike Budenholzer, if indeed the reports are true that he will be gone if this series ends with a quote-unquote thud, is that fair? Or is he being made a scapegoat for Giannis? Or do you look at this, Rob, what I said about the minutes? Giannis is averaging 36 minutes a game in this series. That's pretty low for a superstar that you need to win. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, now you hit my spot right here.
Oh, gosh. Do we really have to hear that, Rob? Don't nobody want to know about your spot.
You got to have the bones.
Golly.
Man, are you kidding me? A little smoky, Chris?
Sound the alarm.
I just don't want to hear. I love smoky, but don't ever mention your spot again on this show. Can we make a deal?
Man, I'm a little moist right now.
That's going to be a drop.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Funky Flashback Friday. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right. 877-99 on Fox. Is it fair that if the Milwaukee Bucks go out with a whimper or a thud, to use Woj's term, that Mike Budenholzer is fired as coach? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's kick it off with Kyle in Alabama. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I think they should get rid of him. I mean, it's the same way as what happened in Oklahoma City with Scott Brooks when you had Harden, Westbrook, and Durant. You're throwing that guy under the bus for what the guys couldn't perform.
Well, when you got that much talent, you know, you lose to teams you shouldn't lose to. Now, again, no shame in losing to this Brooklyn team. But Miami last year,
as embarrassingly as they have, though, is probably what has hurt him. You know, when James Harden went down in 45 seconds, Chris, of the first game, if you're telling me that the people in Milwaukee didn't think, oh, there's our opening, right?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. So that's what could do in Bud. But, you know, we'll see. Yeah, I think a lot of it, Rob, like I said, if he pushed them to a tough seven, he might be able to keep his job. But you said it. I mean, if they can't change much of the personnel, then the fans going to want something, right?
They need somebody's head.
Right. Because Brooklyn's not going to be worse next year.
No, they're going to be better. They'll be healthier. Right.
Right. So,
all right, blind Seahawks fan in Olympia, Washington. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing good.
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. DJ Tyshirt, those out of context Rob Parker drops are where it's at. They're funny.
My guy.
Yeah, so I want to say this. I think it would be fair to fire Budenholzer because, like Chris said, you can't be playing your guys like 34 minutes in the playoffs.
Right.
It's the playoffs for a reason. They have to be going like 40 minutes a game, you know. They have to be going all for it. But the thing is, like you said, it's not just Budenholzer. Giannis can be airballing free throws. I'm not ready to sell him out yet. He's 26 years old. He can easily improve in the offseason. He's just entering the prime of his career.
Good call. No, that's the truth.
No, nobody.
You're certainly not moving on from Giannis. That'd be
ridiculous. No, not at all. Is it Benito in Florida? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Biento. Sorry, Biento.
Yeah, it's Biento. What's going on, Chris?
How are
What's
you?
Up, man? He sound like he's going to punch you in the face, Rob.
Biento. Man, where are you in Florida? You know, that's a big state.
Yeah, I'm in West Palm Beach.
Okay, Rob's like, make sure I don't go down there.
No, no, no. I want to stay clear of West Palm.
So what you got, Biento?
All right, well, listen. I think it would be fair to fire Coach Bud, but I just don't think it's going to happen. Simply because I think the game they just won last night is just the first of four straight that they're going to win.
Okay.
Four straight?
Okay. They barely won at home. Are you kidding me? Did you watch that game? You felt good about it with a minute to go?
Listen, last time I called on here, I said the Bucks would sweep the Heat. I was right about that.
You ain't going to be right about this one, I'll tell you that.
If
you're right about this one, call us back, and we will give you major props. Hey, we might even give you a gift or something.
Benito, let's bet a pair of Jordans on this, all right? I'm going to do the first ever fan radio listener
Benito.
Jordans.
All right, this is the moment of truth. This is where you put your money where your mouth is.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Were you just blowing smoke?
Or were you going to step up?
I got you. And this is going to be the same as when Kawhi knocked the Bucks out four straight. And everybody thought the Bucks were dominating the Raptors until they won four straight after a close game in game three. This is very reminiscent of that.
Benito,
this is exactly what's going to happen.
I'm getting greedy. I want some of this action.
Come on, can we get two pair of Jordans?
Mean,
are you in?
You giving away Jordans? I mean... I want to get in. Can I get in? So you'll get two Jordans. If they win the next four, now you didn't say win the series.
No, you said four straight.
You said win the next four straight or three straight.
Right.
So if they win the next three straight, Rob and I will each buy you a pair of Jordans. Or, you know, send you the money, whatever.
Close it out. Yeah, they'll close it out in game six because I don't think they'll win it in Brooklyn for game seven. They'll close it out in game six.
Okay.
So if they don't win the next three straight, then you buying each of us a pair of Jordans?
Is that where you are?
I got you. I got you.
Right. Yeah. Right. Don't be all running right. either.
All right. We
don't
got
be,
you.
You know, we ain't never going to hear from Biento again.
No. I don't think
that
he'll
was
go
the
like,
last time.
I don't think he'll ever pick up a phone when they lose game four, right? That'll be the end of that.
I'm just getting free Jordans galore.
I love the way when people do that. Like, you know, they're so confident. They would just say, what? Okay, you want to do that?
Right. He should have let his pride go, though, and said, nah, I ain't going
to. Do you remember when Martin came on here with the Kyler Murray, the second-year player, and all the players who won the MVP in their second year, Mahomes and
yeah, these young boys, man. I was just like,
what? Remember that? We just jumped on him, and he backed down immediately because he knew.
Yeah, he crumbled.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even gotta like sports to work in sports media. And in order to do it properly, we had to bring in our resident DJ, the Weeb Nation King himself, Alex Tyshirt.
Gentlemen, it's good to be here. How y'all doing tonight? You ready for another riveting edition of me telling you how I know sports?
Or how little you know?
Oh, that's what my paper said. My bad.
Yo, he was bragging to me, Rob, about the other day. He was in the barbershop, and some dudes start talking sports, and he just laid into him with all types of knowledge.
It was so easy.
Oh, yeah.
It was like Aristotle or a young philosopher, you know? People just sitting there talking about LeBronathan James. They just couldn't handle it, man.
And they were like, do you work on The Odd Couple? Where do you get all this knowledge from?
I said, do I work there? I give them their takes, good sir.
Exactly.
All right, let's do it, Robbie.
So you guys should have the topics in your inbox right now. And because the Suns are playing in about 30 minutes, tipping off at Game 3 against the Nuggets, this is a very special Chris Paul edition of Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That means this will be over quickly. I mean,
someone's going to pull a hammy in the middle of this segment. All right, here we go. I flipped the coin. Rob Parker's getting the first crack at question number one.
Let's go, Rob.
Rob, Chris Paul's only made it past the second round of the playoffs once in his career. Back when he played with James Harden and the Houston blank.
Missiles.
Rockets.
That is correct.
I like
Come
it.
Come on, we ain't got time. Let's go.
Anyway, he knew that.
I like that.
He knew Houston Rockets.
Come on, you see how I did that? Let's go, Chris. We
vibing.
Here we go. Question number two, over to Chris. Chris, CP3 has a lengthy injury history, as you know. In fact, he's only played a full 82-game season one time in his career. That was back when he played for the Lob City blank.
Jeez.
Kawhi.
Hold up. Clippers.
That is correct.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's go.
That's a clue.
Thinking outside the box, both of you guys. I like it.
Look at you.
Get in the hang of things. Here we go. Question number three. Getting a little tougher going up Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Rob, Chris Paul's been bouncing around the NBA the last few years, played for a few teams, but he did play the first 6 years of his career for one franchise. That would be the New Orleans / Oklahoma City blank.
Oh, gosh.
Green?
It's not right, but the first thing that popped in my head was eggs.
That is incorrect.
I'm sorry.
The name of an NBA
here
team?
We go.
Here we go, Alex.
Wasp.
Hornet?
That's correct.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you were saying Green Hornet. My bad.
Get the bongos ready.
I felt like Rob had the setup on that one.
How many times did he capitalize on my clue?
No, that's
Green Hornet.
Yeah, he does that every week. I've never seen any of that, Rob.
I've noticed that the further we get up the tower,
that show went off in 1969.
What makes you think he knows that? 1969,
Chris. His parents weren't even born by then.
The further we go up, the guy who goes second usually has a head start. It usually works out the guy who's second.
Don't be watering down my great clue.
I'm just gonna give you a secret here, guys. I react to your clue instantly. So if you give me green, I'm gonna say eggs. You know.
All right, here we go. Green eggs and eggs.
They did make a remake of Green Hornet in 2011. Hello.
11. I was just getting out of high school.
All right, here we go. Question number four. Over to Chris. Chris can put some distance between himself and Rob if he gets this win.
Let's go, see.
Chris Paul, such a high level point guard. Some in the basketball circles like to refer to him as the point blank.
Jesus.
God.
That is correct.
It's over.
Let's go.
It's over.
Let's go.
Get the bongos queued up.
We got plenty of time, Rob. Plenty of time for the comeback. Comeback starts here.
Over. It's you the Clippers, man. Yeah.
Rob Parker.
Yeah, right, in the first round. Go ahead.
If you didn't know that Chris Paul was a basketball player, you probably know him as his alter ego, Blank Paul, a State Farm insurance agent.
What?
This is impossible.
You're telling me.
I got two good ones in the chamber.
Blank Paul? Oh, gosh.
State Farm insurance agent, okay. Blank Paul.
Okay. What do you got, Rob?
Ofta?
What?
Hold on. That is two words.
Well, I know it.
And they ain't even real words.
It's just
an ebonics.
He's
thinking ebonics with two words.
That was ebonics clue.
All right, no. just for fun, let's give Alex a chance to guess off of that.
I'm still not gonna get it.
I get the points though. He's cheating.
Chris, don't have that much. Don't have that much faith in me.
Just take a guess.
The word is ofta.
Ofta. I'm a guess, and it's probably terribly wrong. So ofta.
Yeah, he gets this right.
I'm not going to. hold on. Ofta Paul. this is probably wrong, Rob. I'm sorry, but Hook? Hook Paul?
That is incorrect, man.
Ofta Hook? I'm sorry.
Here we go. I'm going to go to one of my tried and true strategies.
Good luck beating Ofta.
All right. Stiff?
I could have went Rob Parker there and done a bad joke. Yes. Stiff.
But
Cliff?
The way I said
Cliff, that is correct.
It's over.
Let's go.
Let's go home. Let's go home, ladies and gentlemen.
I got a bad
it's
connection
over.
Here. I got hello.
Rob.
Hello.
Hey, Ofta was the highlight
I had
of this
a
segment.
Backup one.
Come
it was
on,
Ofta.
Ofta. Ofta
would you have?
I wouldn't have got that.
That's two words. I should win 2 weeks for that.
You know what, Rob? If you would have said ledge, I would have been like Cliff, you know?
Yeah, you know
what? Of course.
Not bad.
It was a good, you were looking for a good clue. And let me ask you this. If I had said Huxtable, would you have known that?
No, you wouldn't have got that.
No.
Okay.
Not Huxtable.
The Cosby Show, Cliff Huxtable.
Was
I was
it?
Trying to think of yeah. Cliff on. On Cheers, right? Was he the mailman,
yeah.
Cliff?
Wasn't it Cliff? Was it? Yeah, it was Cliff. It was Cliff. But yeah. I don't know what he wouldn't have got that.
No, there's no
Cheers.
Way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, by the way, Rob, right. I know that you got MLBBro.com, which is blowing up nationwide. Fun fact for you, Alex is launching a competing website called MLB Dude.
That's right. You be ready. You better be ready.
For the dude who looks like you.
Anybody named Brad or Chad, hit me up.
Right. Hey, covering Brad or Chad.
All right, enough of the giggles. Give me my beat. Let's go out in style. Rob, listen to this. Listen. The bongos are coming. The bongos, there they go. It's the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple wrapping up a funky flashback Friday. Been a great three-hour show. We had some great guests. We had J.R. Gamble. We had James Posey, and we had a terrific game of Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Let me be the judge.
On which I rolled. That was the biggest route we've seen, Rob, in the many months of Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. You got to step your game up, man. You got, and there's no way you should be cheating after like 3 months of the game.
I wasn't
cheating.
You
know the rules.
I was. I took me back for a minute. I forgot I graduated from Columbia or Southern Connecticut, and I was thinking I was back in the neighborhood at in Jamaica, Queens.
even that's not a valid excuse because it's still two words in Ebonics. Oh my goodness! All right. Anyway, Rob, let's go to Russell Wilson as we wrap the show up. Now we know a few months ago, before Aaron Rodgers' controversy started. It was all about Russ. Russ wanted to cook. And he went on the Dan Patrick Show and shocked the football world by saying, implying that he's open to going elsewhere. And obviously he hasn't gone elsewhere. Obviously he's not going elsewhere. And he's pretty much, I mean, he put the Seahawks on notice that I want some changes. And they've made some changes. So now it's all good with Russ, and here he was at a press conference recently talking about what was the big hub-to-do? What was the big hubbub? It was no big deal. Here he is.
In terms of the trade talks, I think anytime you play professional sports, there's always a possibility of something happen, right? And I think that's just the reality. I think that there's a lot of teams out there that people were saying that I was going to or would go to. I requested a trade. I did not request a trade. I've always wanted to play here. And the reality is, I think calls were getting thrown around and this and that, and I think that's just a reality. But I think at the end of the day, the real reality is that I'm here, and I'm here to win, and I'm here to win it all.
Mm. You got beef? Where's your beef? You got beef?
He couldn't even keep a straight face. He had to laugh because he's like, yeah, I'm lying through my teeth. I'm the one who went on Dan Patrick and started all that stuff, all the hubbub. It ain't nobody else start that but him and his minions behind the scene. So he could sit there and tell you, Chris, you could buy it hook, line, and sinker like a guppy and protect poor dear old Mr. Russell Wilson.
There's
no way. There's no way that came out of nowhere. I'm not buying it.
No, he didn't say that, though. See, that's the thing. Tell me what he said was wrong. Tell me the lie. There's no doubt.
Well, he could say that he didn't. His people said that they wanted.
He did not lie.
No, Chris, come on.
Did he request the trade, Rob?
Yes, through his representation.
He didn't request the trade.
Through his representation,
they didn't request the trade either. That was never reported. What was reported was that if he was traded, these are the four teams he would play for, and he didn't deny that. What he did say is, I did not request a trade, and I firmly believe that. I firmly believe, and I think you know that. He didn't request a trade, so I get it. Is he being a little fast and loose with the situation? Yeah. Okay, but he did not technically go up there and lie. He just said, look, I didn't request a trade. Yeah, it was just like, if I am traded, these are the four teams I would go to. But that was it. And so, you know, that's press conference 101. That's PR 101. That's what he did.
P.U. Russell Wilson.
But you know I'm right. He didn't technically. You know he didn't lie.
Chris, he made that. He could have stopped all that noise a long time ago, and you know he did not.
But he wanted the noise.
Yeah, okay.
He wanted a little noise to put a little heat on Seattle.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. You better, like, how about not throwing all those picks and touch interceptions at the goal line in the Super Bowl? Worry about that. How about
that?
Wasn't
that years ago?
He cost him a chance to be special, to win back-to-back Super Bowl.
Pete Carroll cost him.
Chris, come on. If he threw that touchdown, you wouldn't be giving Pete Carroll credit. It would be about Russell Wilson.
I would
so
be
stop.
Like, what a play call.
Yeah, stop
what
it.
A play
stop.
Call. I'd give Russ some credit, but and I'd give him some blame. But it wasn't all on him. That's all I'm saying. All right, we got an update on Jacob DeGrom. Right?
Really quick, guys. We only about a minute left in the show, but you guys were upset that he was pulled during his start.
I was, yes.
And turns out he has a good reason, according to the team. Pulled due to right flexor tendonitis. I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound good.
You know what that means to me, Rob?
What?
Pine tar itis.
Oh my.
The Googay cops are out and all of a sudden you hurt. Huh? All of a sudden?
Right.
I
love the
Googay.
I can't.
You
get
think
enough
it
of
is
the
that?
Googay. No, I don't know. It's just weird. But he was hurt earlier this year.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm not sure.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show as well as the entire week. It was a lot of fun. Go out there. Have a wonderful weekend. Rob, safe travels to Seattle. Be careful.
I'll be back. And I'm leaving underwear and socks in Seattle.
Oh, gosh. We don't want to hear about your underwear. We don't want to hear about your lovey-dovey spot.
I paid $1.65 at Macy's.
None of that. No.
Wow.
We don't want to hear about your little disintegrating underwear. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon right here on Fox Sports Radio. You won't be disappointed. Peace!
Mr. Unlimited.